Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It is 9:06 and time once again to get an update from the Manhattan City Commission. And we are talking today with Mayor Mike Dodson and City Manager Ron Fear, who join us in studio as they do every couple weeks. Thank you guys once again for being here.
Thanks for having us, Brandon.
Yeah, good to be with you, Brandon.
Always nice to chat. A lot of stuff coming up at tonight's meeting. There's some big items on the general agenda, but there's also some nice recognition here tonight. And I want to maybe start off first talking about this recognition here for the VFW Post 1786. We had Dan Watkins in here last week, and he's pretty proud of this.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great idea, a great initiative from Dan to go out and do this, and we will be the first city that's so designated in the state of Kansas. So we thank Dan for thinking ahead and making Manhattan another first. Then we've got two proclamations, one that's probably about as important as they get, which is the recognition of our Constitution, which, of course, forms the basis for our democracy, and something that hopefully people will take account of during this week in particular, but on throughout the rest of the year. So we're going to essentially interact with the Daughters of American Revolution and have them come up as we present the proclamation for that. And then we've got Recovery Month, and Robin Cole will be coming for that. We recognize several mental health and health events throughout the year, and this is one of two that we have Robin come in for. And we have kind of a mental health awareness time earlier in the year, and then this is the Recovery Month. So this is kind of linked to the grand opening that we're going to have for our mental health facility. So I hope she gets a chance to talk about that a little bit tonight.
And just last week, she had a number of folks out at the new Crisis Stabilization Center. A bunch of legislators were in town for that.
Yeah, when we first did the ribbon cutting, a lot of folks came out. And I mean, this had taken so long, you know, to bring about, and a lot of hard work by a lot of folks to include the city staff when we first started trying to find a facility, looking around and trying to find one that we could all afford. We kind of knew the amount of money that might be available, and even that was hard to get to go after and then to pin down. So this has taken a lot of work by a lot of people, and we're really happy to see this come about. And then part of the battle is going to be to keep that funding coming.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, those are the beginning parts of the City Commission meeting here tonight. So if you're going to go attend, that would be the time to get there, 7 o'clock. And for you, Mayor, that's probably the best part of the job is getting to recognize these folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's tremendous. The only thing that Ron and I talk about sometimes is we get a big crowd in for the proclamations and I hope they'll stay for the meat of the meeting, and sometimes that doesn't happen. So, because we've got a lot of important things, you know, to do, and we'd like to have the public there interacting with us, but we'll take whatever we can get.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's on the agenda here tonight, and a lot of it has to do with traffic ordinances here tonight. There's a first reading of an ordinance adopting the standard traffic ordinance for Kansas City's edition of 2019. Tell me a little bit about what that entails.
Sure, Brandon. So every year the legislature makes adjustments to the standard traffic ordinance. So this is the statewide rule, and in some cases it's really more of a national rule that most states adopt. And all the basic, you know, when you go get your driver's license and you take the driver's exam, that, you know, if you're there's a question on there that, you know, speed limits 30 miles an hour in residential area unless otherwise posted. So there's standard issues and standard things you can expect driving from community to community throughout the state. And that's really what makes up the bulk of that. And there's lots of issues that it deals with. And the legislature did make quite a few changes. So every year after the legislative session, it goes through a republication, and the League of Kansas Municipalities takes that under their wings and works with folks to try and get that out. There are some provisions that local communities can deviate from time to time, and so that's a time when we might do that. Just some of the highlights that the legislature made changes in, they gave further definition to different aspects. identified a failure to comply with road construction zones, officer notices giving preliminary breath tests, speed limitations for certain vehicles, the obedience when approaching a train or a railroad crossing. So you can't, you know, go around those arms when they're down, and the violations for that. Also, some additional weight limitations of vehicles. Something that's starting to see more of is transportation network vehicles that have a lighting device equipped, needing additional light. Unusual, maybe a lowering of standards, no longer requiring eye protection when riding vehicles without a windshield. Not wearing a seatbelt is now a traffic infraction versus a misdemeanor. Drivers of motorcycles are to have a Class M driver's license. And one other clarification is that requires driver's licenses to be physically delivered upon the request of a law enforcement officer. So this situation where technology, where you can't just bring it up on your from the Department of Motor Vehicles that you have a driver's license, you have to physically have that driver's license in your possession if it was requested by an officer. So a new area that we're happy that the legislature acted on was, of course, we have the e-scooter craze that's occurring across the country. And so they did define e-scooters and how they fit into the overall traffic ordinances. And essentially, the legislature adopted provisions which pretty much classifies them the same as bicycles. So they kind of have to follow the same rules as bicycles. And it did authorize cities to pass ordinances that could further restrict the use of e-scooters in a city if necessary. And so one of the things that we look at also, especially with these e-scooters, and it's really the next agenda item that fits more into that, is the standard traffic ordinance is really a traffic law on streets or roadways. It doesn't really affect sidewalks or ride-sharing companies' operations within the community and that sort of thing. And so that takes a separate ordinance to be able to do that.
Okay.
Just a couple things on that. One that I found interesting, evidently there's been some difficulties in the past about whether you should just show the officer your driver's license or actually provide him with the driver's license. So this now makes that pretty clear that you have to give him the driver's license. And then there's some things on ATVs and
UTVs
in there. I think we're seeing increasing use of some of those alternative vehicles. And so this helps to control this. And there's some leeway, of course, for vehicles used on farms. So you can actually cross roads and make short trips along some of those highways on the right shoulder as long as it's being used for agricultural use. So there's some nuances in here that are important.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was commonplace to you just give the officer your driver's license. I didn't realize that was a controversial thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought so. But
all right, well, and as far as the riding of bicycles and the e-scooters, sidewalks, is that allowed on sidewalks or do they have to be on the roadway?
So the second item on the general agenda is really looking at that specific issue of e-scooters more so and adopting some of our ordinances or amending some of our ordinances that define these e-scooters. And we've actually created a term called micromobility devices because as technology changes, you know, we have e-scooters, we have e-skateboards, you have all kinds of alternatively motorized vehicles that are occurring. And so, in general, a bicycle is allowed to be ridden on a city sidewalk except for certain districts. And that's in our Aggieville Commercial District and our Downtown Commercial District. And because there's a heavier number of pedestrians and you don't really expect to run into a bicyclist or an e-scooter on that sidewalk. So it prohibits them in those areas. And then we're also proposing some, some of these devices can go fairly fast. And so if you're on an e-scooter on a normal residential sidewalk and you're engaging residents, there's some provisions for how you need to handle yourself as you're preparing to pass them. And so kind of some rules of the road, if you will. We're also looking at regulating the companies that provide these devices. So if they're going to, you know, there was a big craze that a lot of these companies just started showing up in communities and putting these e-scooters out, which are typically activated with a credit card to make them function, and they just get laid everywhere, and then they have somebody go on and round them up at the end of the day and put them back in other locations. So most of these companies now have ability to geocache these, so they know where they are. They will continue charging the person who rented them unless they're put back to where they're supposed to be. Some different rules in place for operating, so training some of those, whether they should have a helmet or not. There's a lot of injuries happening with e-scooters. Just rules and regulations as to being parked, not functioning. A lot of them have the ability to, once you, like if you were getting close to campus where there's a high pedestrian area, you might be able to make sure that through the geocaching that they don't even function as a motorized vehicle. Mm-hmm. So all of those things are different aspects. They can also regulate the speed through that geographic boundary. So it might be less a reduced speed and more higher traffic zones. And so just all of those issues that deal with those particular aspects. And so that's part of the discussion that we want to have with the commission tonight on just what are some of those special rules, if you will, for micromobility type devices and companies. For example, do we want to have a experimental period where we do requests for proposals and just work with one company to do certain things? And maybe that's a company that also wants to do something on campus. So we might work with the university together to try and see how that goes before we open it up to any number of companies.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll talk more about this and what else is coming up here tonight's meeting. You're listening to InFocus here on News Radio KMAN.